Welcome aboard, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts. Thank you very much for tuning in. It means a lot to me to do this radio show, no doubt, because, of course, I'll get into that a little bit later. Before we get to our special guest, Shauna Foster. Shauna Foster, she is quite a gal, and we're gonna have a good time with her because of her views, her activism, and her patriotism. And I mean patriotism with a double plus. And I want to thank you, Shauna, for being on air with Phil Turney, your host, Your Voice Counts, USS Liberty Survivor. And we'll get to you in just a minute, but actually probably a little bit longer than that, but hang on, because we have special things we have to do before we start the show. And the first thing we do is always remember the reason I do this radio show is to remember the crew of the USS Liberty. First and foremost, they were slaughtered June 8, 1967 at 2 o'clock in the afternoon by the governor of Israel in a sneak attack. Sneak attack, that's right, folks, by unmarked jet aircraft. The state of Israel had already identified our ship as American and friendly. We were about 12 and a half miles off the coast of Sinai. We knew who they were, and they knew who we were. So the idea of mistaken identity flies out the window over and over again. And our friends, our allies, supposed allies, murdered 34 of your American fellow citizens, countrymen, doing their duty on the United States' behalf in open water and on the high seas. We were there during the Six-Day War, monitoring what was going on. Of course, our ship, if y'all don't know, was the most sophisticated spy ship in the world at that time. And I mean the most sophisticated spy ship in the world. I happened to be part of that crew. Along with the 34 murdered, there was 104 others wounded, including myself. Not a fun day, not a fun 45 years trying to get the truth out. They also ruined a $40 million ship, a beautiful, beautiful ship, our great, great ship, the USS Liberty. So, folks, our friends in Israel have this on their shoulders, and they know they do. They admitted they knew we were American, attacked us anyway, and called it a mistake. An identity. Give me a break. That's why our special guest, Shauna Foster, is going to be so interesting in this subject this evening. Folks, we're going to go to the break. Support your sponsors on RBN. We'll be right back. God bless you. See you in a minute.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com Amazon includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to your voice counts with Phil Turney, USS Liberty survivor and host of this great radio station, Republic Broadcasting Network, owned by John Stadtmiller. Folks, I get sometimes a few emails here and there that perhaps I pick on Israel too much. Well, I don't. The facts are the facts. The facts are that Israel got by with cold-blood murder of Americans on the high seas and tried to murder the rest of the crew, 294 of us. They just couldn't quite get the job done, even though there were 850 cannon rocket holes in our ship, over 5,000 armor-piercing bullets in our ship, a 40 by 40 foot hole in our ship by five of their torpedoes they shot at us. Not only that, folks, they shot at our life rafts. We only had three life rafts left, and I put one over myself. They shot him out of the water. We were going to put our most severely wounded in him because the old man, Captain McGonagall, said, prepare to abandon ship. We thought we were going to the bottom. Well, yeah, it looked like we were going to the bottom, whether we sunk or not, because they shot our life rafts out of the water, folks. That's a war crime, and it's still a war crime. It'll always be a war crime. The government of Israel did that, no one else. They're responsible for that. And our government is responsible for covering it up. Shame on them. Shame on you, Congress, from then, 1967, until now, for continuing on with the cover-up. We wouldn't be losing lives in Afghanistan, Iraq, and around the world, as we're doing today, if the USS Liberty would have been handled in a proper manner. In fact, we lost two more soldiers today that were executed in Afghanistan. We lost a helicopter with, I believe, seven aboard. Two of them are the United States Navy SEALs, which doesn't mean their lives are worth any more than anybody else's, but these men were out there doing their duty, what they could do for their country. And what did they die for? What did they die for? To be executed by people that don't want us there, that are there, so-called Taliban? No, I don't know if they're so-called Taliban or not, but I do know one thing. They're killing our troops. They don't want us there. They don't want us there. What in the hell are we doing there? What did we do in Iraq? Look, we left that country in total insanity. We left it in ruin with millions of people dead. Unconscionable. Totally unconscionable. And if the USS Liberty story would have come out then, in my mind, and in my belief, in my shipmates' mind, we would not be losing our soldiers, sailors, Marines, Coast Guardmen, SEALs, Special Ops around the world in these filthy wars we have no right to be in. None. None. Now, I want to go to last week's show. Ron Kukul, a good friend of mine, a dear friend of mine, and shipmate, filled in for me while I was on a trip. Thank you, Ron, for doing such an outstanding job. I appreciate it very, very, very much. With Eileen Fleming, who is running for Congress, I believe in the 6th District in Florida. So, folks, support Eileen Fleming in her quest to become the next Congresswoman in that district. Thank you, Ron, and thank you, Eileen. Also, thank you, Kat and Rick, her husband, for doing all they could do to get all of our great guests on this show. And we got one tonight, folks. We got a hell of a guest with us tonight, Shauna Foster, and we're going to get to her in just a minute. Shauna, please hang on because I have to go through this. I always do every week. Sometimes I get long-winded, but I apologize. So just hang on. You'll get plenty of time. I want to thank Kat again for a wonderful voice and her songs. And we're going to get Kat and get those cats, those songs, you know, where you can buy them and play them and listen to them because they're very soulful and honest. And it means so much to the crew of the USS Liberty and especially me to be honored to have these songs on air. So thank you, Kat, and thank you, Rick, and thank you, Harvey, and thank you, Helen. That's Kat's parents for doing all they can do for the USS Liberty. God bless them, the young people in their 80s, and they're doing this for the USS Liberty. I also want to thank my dear friend, very, very dear friend and fellow shipmate, Mr. John Gadusko. He was a former intelligence officer aboard the USS Liberty. Jim Ennis took his place just before we kicked off, and John pushed the ship away in May with his foot in good order, as he always been a great officer, a great man, great person, a person that is loved by all the crew, especially me. You can go to tinyurl.com/USS Liberty to get to his site. It's the only site that I would recommend for the USS Liberty above all of them, and there's several. I would certainly stay away from James Annis' site, who wrote a book called Assault on the Liberty, because he has different views about certain things, and that's fine with him. He can have different views. We all do. We can all agree to disagree. But on his website, he calls this radio station Nazis, Jew haters, Holocaust deniers, as well as he does American Free Press, people that help us try to get the truth out. And he also dislikes me very much and calls me a very bad names. Now listen, I didn't kill anybody. Israel did. So Jim Ennis, if you want to call me a Nazi or a Jew hater or a Holocaust denier, have at it, buddy. You can do all you want. But I'll tell you one thing. If it wasn't for the crew of the USS Liberty, including myself, who was in damage control because you got shot, sadly, and hurt almost severely and could have been killed without people like me in damage control, you probably would have died. So I think you owe a great deal of gratitude to the men that helped save your life and got you on that helicopter aboard the next morning when you were lifted off the ship. Now, we're going to go to RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can't handle the truth. The truth is, on this station, we don't pull any punches. We don't lie, we don't cheat, and we don't steal. Thank you, John Stadtmiller, for giving me a chance to remember the crew of the USS Liberty 45 years later, and a chance for the crew of the USS Liberty to voice their opinion as they have done. And I'll always appreciate that. If I got put off the show tomorrow, it would make no difference to me because you've done so much good for this country. And your special, special people you have on air every day and the people that call in. And thank you for the people that work for you. And I've never worked with Devin today, but Devin, thank you for being the board operator as well as I've had many, many good ones, Manny, and just so many. And I appreciate it so much. So what I'm going to do now is turn it over to Shauna and let her get her word out. And I do have a little synopsis about Shauna. Shauna was in the United States military and served her country, but she didn't like what was going on. And she was not a dummy, believe me. She knew about chemical, biological, nuclear weapons. She saw something wrong here. She saw a lot of lies. She saw a lot of deception in a war we should have never gotten into. And I don't want to go too much into her bio. I could go farther and further and further, but I don't want to keep Shauna on hold for any longer. So, Shauna, God bless you. Welcome to Your Voice Counts, and thank you for coming on board.
Well, thank you for having me, Phil. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and thank you for your service to your country now and then. And Shauna, what brings you on Your Voice Counts?
Well, I was part of the NATO actions, the anti-NATO summit that was on May 20th of this year, when this NATO summit was held in Chicago, and the thing that they wanted to talk about the most was Afghanistan, because the way the administration is trying to bill to the public now is that the Iraq war is somehow over. And the Afghanistan war is the one that we're going to resolve with our NATO partners. That's the main narrative that they're trying to sell to the American public. I'm sorry?
It looks like we're going to a break, Shauna. When the music comes on, just hang on. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, folks. Thank you for hanging on. And Sean, I just wanted to let you know right quick. My son, Bryce, he spent 13 months in Afghanistan and 15 months in the Wounded Warrior Program, 5.5 years total in the United States Army before they cut him loose. So I know exactly where you're going, so please go ahead.
Okay, great. Thanks. So like I was saying before, the NATO, the United States administration, the Obama administration narrative wants us to say that the Iraq war is over and that the Afghanistan war isn't really a United States thing. It's something that we're trying to work with the NATO allies. And this is the PR machine that's going around the NATO summit in Chicago. So we, and we being the Iraq Veterans Against the War, you can check out our work at IVAW.org. Staged a counter demonstration at the NATO summit where we would throw back the medals that we had gotten during NATO's global war on terror. And so how this worked was that I think it was around 2003 that in the Army we were awarded a medal, and it didn't matter. It didn't matter if you were just in basic training or if you were in the National Guard, if you were here, if you were in Iraq. It didn't matter. Everybody in the service got this global war on terror because everybody is working against terrorism now in 2003. Everybody is working against terrorism. That's the national line. And so the Army is given these global war on terror medals. And so I was invited by Iraq Veterans Against the War to throw this medal back, even though I had never been anywhere. I have never been to Iraq or Afghanistan. And I threw my medal back because I felt like that the premise that everywhere there is terror is wrong. I mean, I was a National Guard soldier in Omaha, Nebraska. And I didn't get deployed, and yet I was awarded this medal. And to me, what it was part of the Bush administration's manipulation of the public to make them afraid. To make them afraid of Saddam Hussein, to say that he had connections to Al-Qaeda when he didn't. To say that he had weapons of mass destruction when he didn't. To say that we needed to fight this Iraqi war because he was harboring terrorists, because terrorists are everywhere. And so they gave the military these global war on terror medals. So that was the medal that I threw back at the NATO action. And this is a personal issue for me because I signed up to be in the military to be a nuclear biological chemical specialist. And I was trained at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri in 2003 from January to May of 2003 to become a nuclear biological chemical specialist. And in February, while I was there, I got orders to go over to Iraq. As soon as I was done training, I was going to go to Iraq because the war with Iraq hadn't started yet, but the public narrative was that that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. You notice they stopped saying nuclear almost right away. It was that he had weapons of mass destruction, which made, again, the terminology there, that made it seem like he had something really huge, when the most he could have possibly had were chemical weapons. But they didn't call it chemical weapons because that seems too small. They had to call it weapons of mass destruction. So I believe that narrative, though. I mean, that's why I joined the military. That's why I got that military specialty. I was 16 years old when September 11th happened. And so I didn't really know anything. I grew up in Nebraska, and I hear from my nation's leaders that it's the Al-Qaeda, that the Al-Qaeda is in Afghanistan, and that Saddam Hussein is going to is sheltering members of Al-Qaeda and has weapons of mass destruction. Well, I believe that narrative. I believe it so much that I signed up to join the military. So after I signed up to join the military, I'm in basic training, I get orders to mobilize, I'm going to meet up with my unit, and because they're already getting mobilized, and then the war starts in Iraq on March 19th, and then I'm done with training by May 2003, and I go back to my unit. My unit's not there because they're retraining, and they're saying, well, just wait for a unit to get done training. You don't need to go to the training because you just got trained, so wait for a unit to get done training and you'll get to go. And I was like, okay, because I'm ready to go. And so I went to college, and I waited, and I waited and waited and waited and waited. And it's like a whole nother year where they're giving us all these things like, well, we need this, we need that, we don't know about this, we need you guys to do training this. Until in 2005, they come up, or no, it was all the way in 2006, they come up to us and say, okay, you all are going to be truck drivers now. We had all been trained as a nuclear biological chemical reconnaissance company. That means that in a war where chemical weapons are used, we go forward of the reconnaissance line wearing our full MOP-level gear, our protective gear against nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons. So it's a reconnaissance mission where you're wearing all of that gear, all of the filters and the MOP suits and everything, and you still have to be able to fight to find where the chemical weapon has been sprayed and report it back to the battalion headquarters so that they know where to send their soldiers. That was my job. There's also NBC soldiers in every platoon that gets deployed because they tell them how to protect themselves should a chemical attack happen. But my job was to be part of a recon team, and it was one of the very few jobs that a female could have.
Shauna, hang on. Very interesting. We're going to go to a break. Support your sponsors on RBN. Thank you. We'll be right back. And thank you, Shauna. Looking forward to talking to you in just a moment.
Food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the serenity. They attacked a silent ship, making a 40-foot hole in the starboard, killing 34 and wounding almost 200 more. They're just sending down merciless napalm. It looked like a devil's Star Wars, and the liberty fell like a wounded and dying lamb. The men and the lives betrayed, and their souls were surely damned. And all the fear and the death and the pain will never depart me. I'll hear the bombs again.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to your voice counts. Phil Turney, USS Liberty Survivor, and I failed to give out a website, a very, very good website, by the way. Go to ushijack.com, ushijack.com. If you want to find anything about anything, you can find it there, ushijack.com. Shauna, please go ahead.
Okay, great. So I was just talking about my job as a nuclear biological chemical specialist reconnaissance soldier. My unit was told in 2006 that we were not going to be chemical soldiers anymore, that we were going to be truck drivers. And this was in 2006, and I was really upset personally. And this is what started my disillusionment with the military. or with this war in particular, was the reassigning of my orders. And so I read this book, and I was kind of like, well, what is going on anyway that they would do this, that they would spend, because they spent a lot of money and bonuses and things to get me this specific training. So I read this book called Fiasco. And in Fiasco, it details how the American public was purposely lied to for Iraq, how Colin Powell was set up to be the fall guy to the other nations and convincing them that Saddam Hussein needed to be taken out and taken down, and how the war was a complete mess 3 years later, how Bush had told us that it was just going to be, you know, this quick 18-month thing where we were going to get out Saddam and we were going to get out al-Qaeda, but now we had been there for years, and we're still there today. And so once I read Fiasco and realized that the Bush administration had lied to the American public purposefully to start a war in Iraq, how they knew that the intelligence they had around weapons of mass destruction was not true, that Saddam Hussein was posturing in order to keep his stability for his country by lying and saying he had chemical weapons when he did not. Now, he did have chemical weapons in the first Gulf War and did use them. But after the UN embargo, he did not have them anymore, and most of our intelligence community knew this, but he still was posturing like he did. And so they were basing the war off of that posturing, not of what they actually knew, because they wanted a war over there. And so that is when I decided to leave my National Guard post and disobey orders to become a truck driver, because I realized that all of my training was worthless. It was a lie, and that the American public was being lied to. And I was kind of expecting at the time that this would be kind of like a Gulf of Tonkin resolution. Like with the publication of this book, it would be like when the public learned about the Gulf of Tonkin resolution being totally made up, or the whole battle in Vietnam being made up, and realizing that the justification for the war is not based on it. But that didn't happen, because they said, well, you know, we do need to stabilize Iraq for the oil. And so my friends were going over there, and they were not afforded, they kept on getting their benefits cut and their supplies that they needed to fight in both Iraq and Afghanistan. They were not getting enough money. They got their combat pay slashed. But at the same time, Blackwater contractors were getting paid $120,000 a year for the same job. And so Blackwater and Halliburton and all of those government, all of those private corporations were in no-bid contracts to the government. And that is where the Department of Defense spending is going. The Department of Defense spending is not going to the military. You think that, oh, well, Department of Defense spending is so large, that's because we're helping soldiers and we're paying for their benefits and paying for their housing. No, that is not happening. I mean, the average wait time for somebody who's an active duty service person right now, who's trying to get the benefits that they were promised, is 364 days. That's if you're an active duty member trying to get benefits. If you're not in active duty, then it's 2 years. So what we're setting up now is we're trying to bring as many of these soldiers home as possible, because Obama gets it. We're sick of these wars. They need to end now. So he's bringing home people, and so we have a huge flux of people. It's cramming up the system because there's no money for the military service members, and they're waiting. And that's why, you know, if you're somebody who's just coming off a deployment and you come back and you're told that you have to wait a year before you get any of your disability benefits or get any of the benefits that were promised for you, what are you going to do? I mean, is it really any wonder that this July the Army has had the highest suicide rate out of our 10 years of war? That since 2009, more U.S. service members have killed themselves than died in combat. You know, I don't think the United States is very good at war if you have more service members killing themselves than dying in combat. What does that say about the way these wars are being done? To me, it says that our own U.S. service members are realizing that these wars are based on lies, that they are told one thing. Like me, I was told something. And then when you actually get over there and you see the kind of carnage that you are perpetuating in the name of the United States, and it's not supporting what you were told it was support, it creates such a horrible tension to realize that you are doing something wrong on behalf of the United States, that country that you grew up and loved. and that corporations are getting benefits instead.
Oh, so that's okay, a big Shana. Part
of, yeah.
Very well said. I just wanted to back up, about 45 years.
Okay.
When we were lied to in 1967. And about the attack on our ship, the USS Liberty, where we were not afforded the luxury of help by anyone. We were a very lightly unarmed ship with .450 caliber machine guns. We were being attacked by a foreign government. War crimes were being committed, and all for one country. Now, my question to you is this. They lied in 1967, LBJ, along with his Secretary of State, McNamara, and the rest of their flunkies, except a few. And now here we are. We're in still two wars and possibly coming on to a third one with Iran or a fourth one with Syria, all for the benefit of what country? All for the benefit of what country? And that country is the state of Israel. And we pay for that country. We've been paying for it. They live in luxury while we live in debt and poverty. What do you think about that, Shana?
You know, I really don't know a whole lot about the Israeli, about the United States-Israeli connection. I do know it's one of the reasons why they say that we need a good presence in the Middle East is because one of the things that keeps the terrorists to be able to go to training camps is the Israeli presence and the negative view that people there, some people there have of Israel. But I definitely agree about the general lying. I think about General Wesley Clark now and what he's doing these days. He's on the show Stars Earn Stripes on NBC, and he was the person who was in Iraq, who was orchestrating the whole during the time of fiasco, and now he's on a TV show that shows movie celebrities going through all the same training exercises, the live fire exercises that I had to do during basic training, and they say that it's to thank the Iraq veterans by having this show. Like, we haven't had a parade. There's been no celebration that Iraq is over, except for Bush standing on a ship saying mission accomplished, which he later says that he totally regrets for doing that because he wasn't trying to say that the Iraq war was over then. There's been no official end of this Iraq war. What we got now is this stupid TV show. You know, 18 veterans are committing suicide a day, and we get a TV show about these celebrities playing war. That is really
I understand that. I understand exactly what you're saying, Shana. I see it every day. There were 38 that killed themselves, I believe, this month, 38 service members. But my point is what I'm trying to get across is this. In the Middle East, in the whole broad Middle East, the United States government's goal is to protect the one and only Israel. Now, we had no problems with any Arabs. We had no problems with anybody until Israel came into the picture. Now, Israel is the only nuclear power in that country, in that region. So here we have people saying that Iran, we better go get Iran. Just like they said, go get Saddam. He's got NBC weapons. Well, he had neither. Well, if he did have chemical weapons, we gave them to him when they were fighting the Iran-Iraq war. So my point being, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, but you have to understand where I'm coming from and what I've learned through many, many years with talking to generals and admirals and very, very high people is that the Middle East is bought and paid for by the United States government because of the influence of AIPAC, ADL, and the Congress of the United States will not support any funds not going to Israel or any weapons that they so need. So if Israel is not in the equation, and I'm just talking about peace, let's just say Israel says, let's have peace. Let's not fight anymore. Let's quit all this BS. Do you understand the timeline from 67 to this very second? How many millions of lives could have been saved?
I definitely think that Israel has a human rights issue. I mean, a human rights problem that is very difficult to address given their history. I'm sorry, I'm just so ignorant about exactly how it's working. I know Israel has a very powerful lobby inside of the United States, and I know that because of the horrors of the Holocaust, that they felt that this is what they needed, but I wonder how that they are not realizing the kind of abuse that they're creating for the Palestinian people, the atmosphere that they're creating there, how it is hurting their nation in the long run by not having good diplomacy there besides the muscle of the United States.
Shauna, that's a very honest and thoughtful and well thought out answer to my question and to my thoughts in my head. And
I think for the United States military, that what has got to happen is there's got to be a change, and I think Israel is probably a part of it, but there has to be a change in public consciousness about why we do military and the real effects of war that happen. I mean, in Vietnam, we had, through all of our actions there, we had some, I think it's between 60 and 70,000 soldiers killed in Vietnam. But we have had over 200,000 Vietnam veterans kill themselves after they come back, after in the time since that they've come. That's for, you know, that is a huge ratio of people, of soldiers and service members killing themselves after they serve in these types of wars with unclear reasons that don't have a clear way for them to get out, or have questionable morality, or seem overly political reasons for getting in there, or based on lies, frankly. And so what we have now with the United States military in Iraq and Afghanistan is we have more soldiers killing themselves than dying in combat again, but this time it's happening before we have even left this war. So that's another tie to the war that was how these two wars are like Vietnam, how the kind of political manipulations that are happening during this time are really detrimental to our soldiers in the long run and to the stability of the region.
Well, you made a good point. Now, I joined the military in 1964, probably way before you were born. And I spent two tours of duty, not in proper Vietnam, but in Vietnam. And then I got aboard the USS Liberty. But my point being, and I'm not trying to beat a dead horse here, but the horse, you know, the horse is there. And when the horse wags its tail, we have to look at the reasons why we're in the trouble we are today in the United States of America. Why do the people, the rest of the world, dislike our country, this beloved, great country we give to everybody? We give so much. We lose our blood. We give our treasures. And we're disliked because of our passionate attachment to one country, and that country is Israel. So now we see a problem. Now we see a problem because Israel can kill, murder 34 Americans on the high seas and wounded 174 others, and our own government won't even come help us. Now, if that doesn't give you a clue of what's going on today in the Middle East, with Netanyahu beating the war drums. Let's go to war. Let's go to war. We have to go to war. The whole Syrian uprising has nothing but the handprints of the Mossad all over it. The act of going to war against Iran, who has no nuclear weapons and could not or could never hurt Israel, is beyond me. And I want your viewpoint on that, please, if you would, Shauna.
Well, as far as I don't know, that's a whole lot that you have to think about there.
We got another break, Shauna, and then we're gonna.
Okay.
Listen, you don't mind taking a guest or two to call in, do you?
No, that's fine. I can take a couple guests. That'd be great.
Okay, sounds good. We'll see you in a minute, folks. Support sponsors of RBN.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Well, the time has finally come for the story to be told that should have been listened to a long time ago.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go for the next few minutes. We got another hour to go after this, but you know, I want to let you know, Sean, I wasn't trying to put you between a rock and a hard place. I don't do that with my guests. I don't do that. And a lot of people, or some people, a lot of people, it could be many, but don't understand or don't you know, really know what being in the military is and what you've gone through. And I know the stuff you've gone through because I've gone through it myself in damage control. I know what the uniforms are. NBC, it's very, very hot if you're in a bad place. I don't know if they got coolants in them now, but they did when I was in the military because I did the same thing you did. But I just wanted to let you know I wasn't trying to pick on you or try to put you in a bad position. But I do have my views about the USS Liberty and our Middle East policy. And so with that being said, Bob, I guess you want to come on the air. Bob, are you there? I don't know if Bob's there. He probably isn't.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Bob, how you doing? Phil Turney here. Thanks for calling in. What do you got on your mind, Robert?
Well, Shauna was mentioning this theory we're often told that we need a state of Israel because of the Holocaust, so they'll be safe from another Holocaust. This is a huge myth. Shauna can go to Carolyn Yeager's website, and she's a good resource to prove my point on that. But the other thing I was going to say is Shauna pointed out all the phony intelligence that was created in the run-up to the invasion of Iraq. What happened there, as Shauna pointed out, you know, the CIA was telling the Bush administration that Saddam didn't have these weapons, et cetera. Well, the Jews in Washington didn't like that. You know, the neocons that are so prevalent in the White House. And so they needed to create some phony intelligence to try to pretend that all of these horrible weapons and did exist. So they created what was called the Office of Special Plans. Douglas Feith, the dual Israeli Jew, was a big organizer of that. And all of the people in the Office of Special Plans were Jews, basically. And many of them were dual citizens. So I know you have another caller. I'll let you get your other caller. Thank you, Phil.
Well, thank you, Bob. And, you know, Shauna, you can answer that if you'd like, please.
There really isn't an answer because what I learned in that book, Fiasco, was that Saddam was saying that he had these. He was telling his allies and his enemies in the region that he had weapons of mass destruction. But what the book Fiasco says is that the Bush administration knew he was lying, but they went ahead and based the war off of his posturing, not of what they actually knew, and that they found some shoddy intelligence to support themselves, and that's what Colin Powell was quoting.
Okay,
so I'm not really sure about what he's talking about, but that's my understanding.
I think I can explain it on the other side. Folks, support your sponsors on RBN. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth. Thank you for listening to Your Voice Counts.
Paul Drockton with Drockton Bullion is trying to secure